This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A U.S. court has approved an $800 million settlement for victims of America's worst mass shooting, a rampage that left 58 dead and more than 800 wounded in Las Vegas. In the October 2017 massacre, a man opened fire with a high-powered rifle, multiple rifles, from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino, unleashing more than 1,000 rounds as he mowed down people among a crowd attending an outdoor country music festival. MGM Resorts International, the casino's owner, will pay $49 million of its own funds, while the remainder is to come from its insurers, according to the court order. An earlier statement said the settlement does not amount to an admission of liability by MGM Resorts. A technical problem forced a halt to all trading on Tokyo stock exchanges Thursday, with no information on when activity would resume. The precise nature of the glitch was not explained further, but it meant the country's top indexes, the Nikkei 225 and the TOPIX, were unable to open at the start of the trading day. An official told AFP trade was suspended starting at 8:35 Wednesday. Orders were not being received. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has called for a $7.37 billion bailout package for London's transport operator in an attempt to keep the capital's transport system going for the next 18 months. That's according to the Financial Times. Khan, who serves as the chairman of the Transport for London, has requested for the financial package in his submission to the government's spending review. As passengers' numbers continue to plunge due to the coronavirus pandemic and due strict measures on public transport, again, according to the newspaper, or voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has just under an hour to sign a stopgap measure that avoids an imminent government shutdown. The Senate passed the budget bill Wednesday after Democrats reached a deal with the White House and Republicans. The bill also extends funding weeks beyond the November 3rd presidential election. Mr. Trump has until 11:59 this Wednesday to avoid a partial government shutdown as fiscal year 2021 technically begins October 1st. The bipartisan text easily cleared the U.S. Senate a week after it passed the House of Representatives. The short-term legislation would keep government federal agencies operating at current funding levels until December 11th. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made a new effort Wednesday to reach agreement on this long-stalled coronavirus relief package before Congress adjourns so lawmakers can campaign ahead of the November 3rd presidential election. The two discussed details of the aid plan that could send more money to American families and businesses, restore unemployment aid to millions of unemployed workers laid off because of the coronavirus pandemic, provide assistance to state and local governments, and offer liability protection to businesses. The sticking point in the discussions is the aid. American Airlines will begin furloughing 19,000 workers from Thursday, according to the company, as U.S. officials failed to reach a deal on fresh aid to the pandemic-hit air travel sector. According to CEO Doug Parker, in a letter, he said that our elected officials have not been able to reach an agreement on the COVID-19 relief package. As a result, tomorrow, we will begin the difficult process of furloughing the 19,000 of our hardworking and dedicated colleagues. A magnitude 6.7 earthquake struck off Tonga in the Pacific Ocean Thursday, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The quake, 40 miles southeast, was very shallow, only 6.2 miles below the seabed, which would have amplified the shaking and may cause some local waves, although the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said no Pacific tsunami was expected. Bolivian firefighters, members of the military, and citizens fighting to protect their homes were battling to contain flames that have ripped through more than 2.5 million acres of farmland and forests. There are more than 26 active fires in Bolivia's agriculture areas of Santa Cruz, and the fires so far have not outpaced last year's fire season, the worst in Bolivia's history. Find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.